Hi there, welcome to another episode of The Book Podcast. My name is Ubu Atosi. On today's episode, I will review a book written by Sefi Atta, and the title is Everything Good Will Come. The book was written in 2005, and it's a book about Enito. She was born during the military era. That was when the soldiers were the ones ruling after colonialism was eradicated in Nigeria. She schooled in both Nigeria and England as well, Nigeria and England. So she grew up in a broken home, that's Enito, meaning that her parents were always fighting. Eventually they separated, and it caused so much crack in her life. She was confused about so many things. She didn't know whose side to be on, whether her father's side or her mother's side. You get, so her father is a lawyer, a big lawyer. He had a firm, he had his own firm back then, and he hoped that one day Enito will grow up and become a lawyer and also take over the firm as well. And her mother was someone who believed firmly in church. She was always going to church. There was a time that Enito was rebellious. She took Enito to church, and asked that the pastor cast out the spirits and everything like that. She was just a church person. And also she had to deal with the death of her younger brother. Her younger brother was a sickle cell patient who eventually died, and it sort of caused a lot of things in her family. Her parents were always blaming each other. Her parents also prohibited her from socializing because she's an only child, so they kept her in a way that they didn't want her to socialize. She didn't make friends like that, but eventually she had a friend, and friend's name is Sherry. Sherry lived next door. And Sherry was half caste. Sherry's mother was an American. The father was a Nigerian. Sherry grew up in a home where she had stepmothers, and they lived kind of okay. The first polygamous home I read about that did not have any issue per se. Then Sherry was considered to be the rebellious child. She was an half caste. But somehow she got raped. And that incident did not leave Eniton's memory. It also changed Sherry's life because she got pregnant and wanted to abort the baby. But somehow she was unable to do it. So she was rushed to the hospital. Eventually, when Sherry grew up, she became a model. She participated in some modeling competition. There was a time she dated a married man, a military married man. But Sherry is considered to be someone who is firm, who is bold, unlike Enito. She's someone who is daring, so she could challenge anybody. She could challenge the status quo. Enito somehow was the kept child. She was the one that tried to obey her parents. But Enito's life changed when she traveled out of the country, when she went to study in England. She began to challenge so many things as well because she was exposed, you know. She was exposed to feminism. She was exposed to colonialism and everything. And those two things, feminism and colonial era, as well as patriarchal things in the society, those are the main things, the main themes of this novel. Enito's husband, for example, told her that she should always keep quiet whenever his family members are around, because he didn't want them to feel like he is weak, so he would always tell her to keep short. He wanted Enito to serve the younger brothers. When the younger brothers can as well serve themselves, they can take their own food. It was more like he wanted her to be the ideal wife, in quotes. And the ideal wife in this kind of setting, someone who would slave herself, who would work, cook, and, you know, just basically serve the husband, be a slave to the husband. And this is the kind of person that his mother was. That's Eniton's mother-in-law. She was the kind of person that she was the good wife, in quotes. But according to Eniton, she said it was more like her husband, that's Eniton's father-in-law, collected the brain of his wife, or more like the woman sold her brain and everything. She was not relevant. There was nothing special about her other than the fact that she's a good woman, or she's a good wife, in quotes. And Eniton's father also calls himself a supporter of women, women liberation. But when it comes to the actual practice of this women liberation thing, that is allowing the women to be involved in politics, allowing the women to speak out, he was not in support. In fact, he used to call them chicken martyrs. He would allow Eniton to be a member of the debating society when she was in secondary school. But as soon as Eniton came back and began to work in her father's law firm, and she would challenge certain things like the pay of the salary of her father's employee, she would ask for a raise. Her father would tell her to keep short, that she didn't know anything about law, that she didn't know anything about operating a firm, and so on and so forth. He didn't want her to actually practice that women liberation thing. So it's a different thing for them to... we want women liberation. It's actually a different thing for them when it comes to the actual practice. Then there was a time that Eniton went to jail. Not like jail. She just spent some time, like a day or two, in the police custody. And when she was there, she met a woman who was accused of killing her husband. And the people, the husband's family made her to drink the water that they used to beat the man. It was terrible. And this woman was so angry. She was always all over the place. In fact, it was like she was the king of the cell. She was bitter. She was annoyed. So many things like that. Nobody cared for her when these people were maltreating her. Eventually, there was a man who wanted to rape this woman, and she had to fight her way out of it. And somehow she killed the man when she was trying to defend herself. And guess what? She got jailed. Nobody complained that she was trying to defend herself, or that she was trying to keep herself, or something like that. Then the other thing about this book is the military rule in Nigeria back then. This book was based on during the military era. And there were certain things that were peculiar to that period. There was the decrees that were not in favor, killing of generals, the coup, everything was just a mess back then. The strike, jailing of innocent citizens, academic staff were always going on strike, labor union, everyone. They jailed journalists, including Eniton's father, because he was supporting a particular journalist who used to criticize the military government. And somehow, he also got jailed. He spent almost a year in detention, and nobody knew where he was, and they could not really trace him as such. They just knew that police picked him up, or soldiers picked him up, and they jailed him somewhere. They didn't know where he was. People hoped for democracy back then, and even with democracy, right now as I speak, Nigeria is currently a democratic nation. Nothing has changed per se, because the things that people clamored for during the military era are things that we are still clamoring for right now. For example, we still have police brutality. Back then, we had soldiers. Right now, we had police that are brutalizing citizens. We have wicked politicians. The soldiers back then were wicked. Now, we have wicked politicians, even more wicked than the soldiers, you know. And we still have strike. Academic staff union of universities are currently on strike. And that has always been the case. So, nothing really has changed per se. It's just that we are in a different era. But we are still clamoring for the same thing. There's still hike in fuel. Food is expensive. There's still that gap between the rich and the poor. So everything is just basically still the same. It's just that, you know, things are getting worse, but in a different shape. Not military era, but democratic era. But things are just basically the same thing. So anyway, I'm going to rate this book a 3/5. Because initially when I started reading, I did not really ease into the character of Eniton and Sherry. It took me a while before I was able to understand what the book was all about. So that's why I rated a 3/5. So that's it about this particular book, Everything Will Come, by Sefi Atta. Thank you so much for listening. I hope to see and hear from you next time. Bye for now.